The Rockingham Public Library is finishing up a $3 million voter-approved renovation. The project came to a halt last fall when workers walked off the job because they hadn't been paid. The president of Baybutt Construction, the general contractor, later filed for bankruptcy. After months of delay and serious financial losses, the project has resumed under a new contractor, but the disruption left the library without a working elevator, a requirement of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
First and foremost, it is not ADA compliant.
Deborah Wright, the vice chair of the library trustees, says that's why board members voted earlier this month to close the building. At several heated meetings, residents opposed to closing the building say library staff have been delivering books to those who can't use stairs. But Wright says that's not enough.
They have no access to any of the other services. They can't use the computers and any of the other research materials available to every other patron.
The trustees are looking at several possible sites for library programs. They're hoping the Bellows Falls Waypoint Center, which provides information to tourists, will house the computers and reference services through August. That's when Wright expects the library to reopen. The Rockingham Select Board voted once against the Waypoint Center proposal, but the question is expected to come up again. Rockingham Interim Town Manager Chip Stearns says the library has been certified for occupancy.
The document provided by the Vermont State Fire Marshal does, in fact, state that the temporary lift is out of order and it's not required under the circumstances that they're in now for construction.
Stern says arrangements were made in advance with the contractor to keep the library open most days during construction. Stearns adds that the Rockingham Select Board passed a non-binding resolution.
Basically stating that the board saw that their decision to close was harmful to the taxpayers and to the children of the community.
So far, the library trustees have refused requests for a revote, including requests from some library trustees.
It's so disruptive.
Elaine Clift is president of the nonprofit Friends of Rockingham Library. She says the group is looking for ways to fight the closing.
It has so divided the community. There's been a petition signed by over 100 people inside of 24 hours, keep the library open. People have come to the trustees' meetings because they're open meetings and have not been allowed to speak.
But library staff are packing up books and equipment. The library closed last week for a three-day asbestos removal, and the trustees voted to keep it closed until the renovation is finished. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.